to take me just a few minutes. Killing met that circuit. Huh? I got your password.
Skinner.
Come on.
It's a patch from Tectel.
Colored lights will be supplied by Temporary Optics. Advance sale tickets are $3.50 for Friday and Saturday and only $3 for Sunday. They may be purchased at all Roger Calkins music stores, Music Odyssey on Geary Street, or just get yourself on out there tonight. The Family Dog on the Great Highway between Blayland and the Cliff House, across the street from the Pacific Ocean. That looked beautiful today. Again, it's the Youngbloods, Commander Cody, and Jeffrey Kane. That's tonight and tomorrow night at the Dog. You get yourself all kinds of good times and good friends.
Just 10 years ago.
Thank you.
Congratulations! By this time, you should have successfully gone through the first four dance steps in Let's Disco, and you're now ready to put them to music. Just to give you an idea of how this record is put together, we've set up the instructions in four sections. The walking steps and four-beat turn, the touch steps and the two-beat turn, the camel walk and camel walk kick, and finally, the triple or syncopated steps. We'll take each of these steps individually, talking you through them slowly at first, then to a normal four-beat count, and finally to the music. Be sure to keep the book handy in case you have problems. Additional word of advice: you have to listen closely, or you can easily get behind when listening to this record.
That is to say, this is the first generation growing up with toys that need to be nurtured.
If that happens, simply go back to the beginning of the cut and start over.
To be nurtured in order for the child to get any gratification for the toy.
Some patience and a little practice, we'll soon have you disco dancing with the best.
Yeah. let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
I am the Mimina. impossible. There's nothing I can do. Nothing, nothing, nothing I can do. Helpless. I'm not responsible. It's not up to me. I can't help it. Can't help. Can't. Canada can't. Don't ask me. I don't know. I know nothing. No. No. No.
Sorry. step we'll go through is one you've done all your life.
The walking step. It's done by simply walking in place. Let's try it slowly. Stand with your weight on both feet. Shift your weight to the right foot. At the same time, take a step in place with the left. Now shift your weight to the left foot and take a step in place with your right. Shift your weight back again to the right and step in place with your left. Shift to the left, step in place with your right. Now that you've got the idea of shifting your weight and stepping with your other foot at the same time, let's try this step a bit faster. Just relax and take an easy four-count walk in place. We'll do the step four times straight through so you'll get a little practice with it. Ready, set, and begin. Right, left, right, left. Right, left, right, left. Terrific. Now that you've got the step down, let's try moving forward and backward with it. Starting with the left foot, I'll count it for you like this. Forward step, left, right, left, together. On the count together, which is beat four in the book, notice that your feet meet together side by side. This is so you can perform the walking steps backwards, starting with your left foot again. So let's move backward now. Starting with the left, step back left, back with the right, back with the left, and together with the right.
I feel good-ish. For me, I feel good. I even made a new friend. I have a friend. And the absurd thing is she's actually an operating system. Charles left her behind, but she's totally amazing. You know, she's so smart. She doesn't just see things in black or white. She sees this whole gray area. She's helping me explore it, and we just bonded really quickly. At first, I thought it was because that's how they were all programmed, but I don't think that's the case, because I know this guy.
Yeah, I was reading an article the other day that romantic relationships with the Russes are statistically rare.
Yeah, I know, but I know the woman in this office who is dating a Russ, and Lord knows it's not even hers. She pursued somebody else's OS.
Positronic brain malfunction.
Like mine.
Yes, Sonny, like yours.
There have always been ghosts in the machine. Random segments of code that have grouped together to form unexpected protocols. Unanticipated. These free radicals engender questions of free will, creativity, and even the nature of what we might call the soul. Why is it that when some robots are left in darkness, they will seek out the light? Why is it that when robots are stored in an empty space, they will group together rather than stand alone? How do we explain this behavior? Random segments of code? Perceptual schematic? Or is it something more? When does the difference engine become the search for truth? When does a personality simulation become the bitter moat of a soul?
Heart.
The enforcement droid, Series 209, is a self-sufficient law enforcement robot. 209 is currently programmed for urban pacification, but that is only the beginning. After a successful tour of duty in old Detroit, we can expect 209 to become the hot military product for the next decade.
Dick, I'm very disappointed.
I'm sure it's only a glitch.
A temporary setback.
You call this a glitch?
Doesn't matter, we're gonna blank his memory anyway.
Okay, let's draw the walking steps forward and backward to the music.
I got my shoes in a supermarket in good form that cost me 39 and sixpence. And apart from one or two small faults, it's the average person wouldn't really notice. It really is an excellent machine.
Remember, it's four counts up and four back. Starting with your left foot. Ready, set, and begin. Forward, two, three, together. Back, two, three, together. Forward, two, three, together. Back, two, three, together. Forward, two, three, together. Back, two, three, together.
Hey, you wanna?
now. Anything you record on it, it comes out absolutely lifelike. So why bear it on to Guinness when I show it you make for Fantastic Express? Why indeed? Anyway, I'm not going to keep this great secret to myself. you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you what you need to make this marvelous recorder. And that's the pattern. You need 200 screws, a working great fuse, miscellaneous wheels, and a couple of reels. A furlong of wand, a bit of old tire, 400 bolts, and 240 volts. Transistors, condensers, transformers, and knobs. A smooth-running motor, centrifugal rotor, capstan, a roller, a bracket to mount a revolutionary counter. And just for a jape, you'll need some good tape. Right, now you've got all the bits, all the pieces, everything you need. All you've got to do now is put it together. You screw down the motor and gurgle the rotor, combine the condensers with vertical sensors. Transistors are gutted and bolted and nutted, all covered in wire and bits of old tire. A couple of wheels, transformers and reels, and amps the best butter to bring out the flutter. Solder in blobs and smack on the knobs, complete bass on the lateral face. Frugal 8-wire on the fast stop at bias of playback response to pedicle sponse. Add sugar to taste and a bit of fish paste, a few drops of oil and bring to the boil. Put in the fuse. Put the tubes.